new to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gondy and Ash Pollard.
Hello, mate.
Hello. How you going?
I'm all right.
That's good.
How you feeling about today? Because you're hitting up the morning show with Larry and Kylie a little bit later today.
I am. And look, it's like riding a bike for me. I'm not nervous at all. Nah.
Well, they make you feel comfortable there, don't they? That's always good. Good old
lads. Yeah, yeah. I love jumping on the couch with Kylie and Larry. That's coming up at 10:20 this morning on Channel 7 if anybody's interested.
Great. And we'll get
in
that.
In tuning in.
Whack it on our Facebook page as well. Do you
and
think?
And you know what?
Well, are they going to bring up the sunrise window thing? Yeah, that's us getting excited about it.
Yeah,
that.
I know.
So
I reckon they will.
They better.
Well, because that was, I mean, come on. That was genius by us.
I'll be disappointed if they don't bring it up.
I reckon they will.
Mate, we are dancing behind Koshy and Sam's head. I mean, what is not to bring up on Channel 7 about that? And aren't they interested, you were saying, in Nikki Webster as well when you met Nikki Webster? They want to spend more time on that. And that's when I hid Nikki Webster in a cupboard here and surprised you with her, like Tommy did for Carrie with Sam Smith. So
yeah, slightly different, Gondy. Well, slightly different.
Nikki's an Aussie icon and Sam Smith's not. So which one's better in hindsight?
Mate.
You would have taken Sam Smith, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Don't say that on the morning show this morning, mate. Nikki won't be happy about that. Big show coming up for you for a Tuesday morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've got some great stuff to go. But Smarter Than Who, of course, is next on 13, 12, 16. $100 voucher this week for the HS Express. Tuggera Business Park is where you find HS Express. But it's all about the professional kitchenware there. So if you need $100 or would like $100 to spend there, take one of us on.
Someone versed me already. I'm sick of it. Everyone's choosing you.
Smarter Than Who. I'm on the comeback. I'm on three wins.
I'll take it as a compliment, though, because I think people think that I'm smarter than you.
I'm on more wins than you now. I'm on three wins. You're only on two wins.
So yeah, that's because you keep getting chosen. It's not because I'm any thicker.
I'm the chosen one. You're Smarter Than Who. And yes, you are getting a little bit thicker. I didn't want to... What?
Thicker than who?
That's next. Smarter Than Who. Great prize this morning for Smarter Than Who, and this week, $100 voucher at HS Express at Tuggera Business Park, which is all your professional kitchenware needs. You put out the request, Ash, to be played.
Yes.
Zach's at the entrance. Morning, Zach.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Great,
man.
Zachy. Are you going to play me this morning, mate?
Well, it's a surprise. I want you guys to decide who I'm going to play.
Oh.
How about that?
Well, then I would like to play you.
Bring it on, Ash. Bring it on.
Cool.
Notice how that wasn't even a discussion. It was just Ash picked.
Yeah, I know. Just overruled everybody. Just take it.
There's no discussion about who did what. It was just Ash just jumped for it. All right, here we go, guys. Best of five. Smarter Than Who. And your names are your buzzers. If you get one wrong, the other person gets a point. Question number one. Which makeover-style TV show, formerly starring Carson Creasy...
Ash. Queer Eye for the straight guy, or Queer Eye.
Recently got a reboot for Netflix. That is correct.
Jeez, I would never have got that.
Right. Sit the first one out, mate. Points to Ash. Maybe you can get this one. Question number two. How many days are there in April?
Ash.
Ash just got in first.
30.
30 days in April is correct. This one and you win, Ash. You need the next three on this one, Zach. Good luck, mate. Question number three. Who replaced Barnaby Joyce as the new Deputy Prime Minister?
Oh, what's his name?
Politics are big on this show. Oh, are they big? We love the politics.
I'm not even ashamed to not know this.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
I heard about him every single morning, but I just can't think of his name.
I know. You must have been listening to this show if you heard about him every morning, of course.
Okay. Dun, dun.
Nah, we're buzzing out on that one. No one wants to have a stab. Michael McCormack.
Yes, there we go.
Know that.
Return to the Mac. Question number four. Which mud obstacle course is being held at Dwellston next week? Ash is in. Obstacle course. Poo is incorrect. The poo challenge would be funny, though. It is the raw challenge. Point to Zach.
Okay.
Hey.
You're still in this game, mate. You're still in. How many sides does a heptagon have?
Zach.
Zach is in.
I believe that's six.
Oh, mate, no, it's seven.
Seven, mate.
Which hands the win to Ash.
Oh, look, well, Zach, because you are such a divine individual, I'm going to let you have these tickets.
Woo. Yeah.
You know, you can say it in a way that's not like, I will grant you your wish. You could just say.
It's like, hey, thanks for being here and thanks for just losing. Hey, here's the tickets anyway.
It's kind of more rubbing in your face, Zach, than being a
Listen,
good sport.
Listen, Zach, don't get smart with me.
I love the banter. It's awesome. $100 voucher that Ash has allowed you to have this morning.
Thanks so much, Ash.
It's my pleasure, darling. Anytime.
A warehouse of intriguing professional kitchenware, HS Express, Tugra Business Park, $100. And we got more to go this week and next. Wasn't Zach a good sport?
Call
any time, Zach.
Yeah.
Love, Zach. Good effort.
I think I need to read up on my politics, quietly.
Well, next on the show, I want to get to this. Have you seen the meme that's been going around about Barnaby Joyce and Tony Abbott?
No.
That's got a member of the Liberal Party fired, a staffer.
What?
Sent it out to the whole office.
Oh, exceptional.
And he...
Exceptional.
And the staffer has stepped down. We're going to get to this next, but I do love the stories when that's happened, you know, when you've sent it like a group all or a text to the wrong person.
Oh.
And it's got you in trouble. I love that kind of stuff. 13, 12, 16, if that's you.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Have you seen the meme this morning now, Ash? About Barnaby Joyce and Tony Abbott. Have you seen that?
I just had a squiz. It's, yeah.
Okay.
Look, so I don't actually find it that bad.
It's funny, though.
It's hilarious. I just think what the actual problem is that it was sent out to media outlets as an accident What?
I just love it. I love when stuff like this backfires because, I mean, obviously this person.
But then it was recalled, so then it makes it even more obvious that it was an accident.
Okay, so let me just get through some details so everyone's kind of across what we're going on about here. So a Liberal staffer accidentally sends this meme, which is making fun of Tony Abbott and Barnaby Joyce, to a media list, and they've quit an MP's office that they work for. So they work for the Nola Marino's office, which sent it out, and they've stood down. And the meme is, it says, when you get in trouble in class and you get sat next to the weird kid no one likes, and there's Barnaby Joyce sitting next to Tony Abbott, and don't they look like they just don't want to be there.
I mean, Barnaby Joyce is clearly the weird kid.
Is he?
Look at his face.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, Tony Abbott's another one that got pushed to the backbench off the back of being Prime Minister, so they've both been...
I've seen footage of them
on TV, and they're literally just like... Two naughty kids in the back that used to be cool and now they're sitting at the back seat. I mean, it's hard not to feel sorry for him in a way, but I mean, Barnaby Joyce did cheat on his wife and four kids, but, you know.
Oh.
Has he got four kids? He's got four daughters, doesn't he?
Does he?
Barnaby Joyce? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But, how absolutely embarrassing that has gone out for whoever that was from Nola Marino's office.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like that?
No, I'm pretty careful when I'm talking about people behind their back. You know, I'm not... You know what I mean? Like, I'm not... Well, when I go to send it out, I'm cross-checking absolutely everything. But wasn't it you that was telling me you were on a date with someone and they were boring and you went to the bathroom and you went to text your friend about how boring they were, but you sent it to the date?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Oh.
It's kind of
and
like
it
that.
Makes you feel sick.
Does it?
Because there's nothing, you cannot recall it.
Well,
you can't take it back.
I know.
You've done it. You've sent it. It's gone.
But do you feel sick that they've seen it or do you feel sick that you've been caught?
Both.
Right.
In equal parts, both.
Right.
Because it's just like, oh my God, what have I just done? And oh my God, they're going to feel terrible.
Bit different when you send it to an entire media agency like this.
I don't think there's any way to get out of that one.
No.
In particular. No. I managed to get out of my horrific situation quite well.
You went back to the table and you owned it, didn't you? You said, mate, spark up. I mean, what's going on? Is that what you said to him?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Well, I just got back to the table and I was like, did you get it? Did you get it? And he's like, sort of looking at me as in, did you get the text?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I don't get it. And I'm like, oh, I'm just like, you know, I'm just pulling your leg, but seriously, can you just spark up? Because you're really draining this.
That is a good recovery.
Oh,
that is a, I've got to say.
If you had have seen what was written in it though, like, oh my God. I was literally like, he is as drab as a wet sock. Or something.
And I love the fact that you still hooked up with him afterwards. Like, that didn't that didn't hold you back, did it, mate?
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
I feel like this is going to be one of those ideas that once it happens, if you're not on board and you miss out, you're going to wish you came along to this.
The Bear by Birdie Beach Bus.
All right, new beach on the coast. Heard a lot about it. Never been, Ash.
No, never been to this beach in all my life. But you're saying that if you don't participate, you're going to have FOMO.
I believe so, yeah, because we're going to have a bus of fun people and we're going to rock up on the bus. I feel like I'll do some sort of motivational pre-nude run beach speech.
Yeah.
And then we're going to just hit it. We're just going to run nude.
Do you think that I'm going to have FOMO because I'm not getting nude?
Maybe.
I'm still participating, but I'm not getting nude.
Every nude bus needs a bus driver.
Yeah.
And that's you. And that's fine. I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that. I'm not forcing. I don't want anyone nude that doesn't want to be nude. So I'm not forcing you to do it.
But you're missing the question that I actually asked.
Say it again.
Oh.
Ask me again.
Will I have FOMO because I'm not getting nakes?
1,000% you will. You'll feel like you're missing out. I'm telling you now.
Nah.
You've got time to think about it. April
7th. I don't want to do it. No.
Okay.
I'm bus drivering. That's fine.
I just said I'm not forcing you to do it.
Yeah.
I feel like you're kind of pushing to want to come and do it. I feel like you're edging towards it.
No.
Well, we're locking people in. 13, 12, 16, if you would like to come along. Spots are limited. We've locked in people already, but...
Do you know how many peeps we've locked in?
I think we're locked in about 3 or 4 solid. And
solid.
Well, it's a 10-seater bus.
Oh.
Once you got the driver and stuff, so there's not many spots left.
Okay.
But we have Zoe from Currumburong. Zoe, morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, mate.
Oh, great, Zoe. Firstly, where are you from?
Currumburong.
Currumburong. haven't been to that part of the coast yet either, unfortunately, Zoe. So. I don't leave the peninsula very often. But anyway, now you're keen to come along?
Absolutely. No, it'll be good fun.
See, I like this is it. Good fun is what it's all about.
Is there any reason that you want to participate in this?
I've been to Birdie Beach before and it's a really great little spot. Yeah, be good fun.
Did you get naked before?
Of course I did.
See?
Oh, so you're an avid nudist.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So this is just going to be absolutely normal to you. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Have you done it in a group before, Zoe? Just kind of you and a mate, you and some friends or something?
Just me and some friends, not a group. So it'd be something new for me as well.
This is great. This is exciting. I'm loving chatting to the people that are keen to come along. So, when I say the bus goes out there, Zoe, it's not like we're going out there nude. We'll be clothed. It's just as we run onto the beach. Yeah.
Yes, okay. And you know the other end's nude, and the other end is not nude. So you don't go out in the one that's not nude.
Maybe we can run from one end to the edge of
Gondi.
Just to the edge of the non-nude. What about just to the edge? Not we won't cross that line. We'll just go to the edge of the non-nude. What do you think about that, Zoe?
Possibly, but you don't want to scar the kiddies.
Oh, definitely not.
Oh.
No, I'm not about that. Hang on, who's taking their kid next to a nude beach? I mean, it must be...
What do people do?
But is there a sheet up from
No, mate. No sheet.
Well, what's the point? Like, surely you can see the nudes.
Yeah, people
venture further down the beach.
Okay.
I can't, honestly, like, if I'm... I walked along a beach in Byron Bay once, and it's just quite a combination of topless people and whatnot, but I can't... Like, I can't tear my eyes away from the people that have got their tops off.
I know.
And, like, I can see my own boobs whenever I want, but it's just like someone else's knockers and I'm just drawn to it immediately.
It's all those backpackers in Byron Bay,
aren't it?
From all over the world. Well,
It's going to be awkward for me, I think, because I'm the one that's still fully clothed and everybody else is nakes and I'm not going to know where to look.
Yeah, you're going to feel left out, I'm telling you. But it is locked in April 7. If you want to come along, 13, 12, 16, there's still some spots left and it's just going to be an all-round good time. Zoe's locked in. We love that. Thanks for that, Zoe.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Mate, have you got any tattoos?
No, I don't have any tattoos. I'm not a tattoo kind of guy. I kind of live by the, you don't put bumper stickers on a Ferrari.
Oh!
You like that one?
Oh, yeah, God, you repulse me sometimes.
I think that actually is a bumper sticker. I don't think I made that up. But anyway, no, to be honest, I don't know. With tattoos for me, I buy a T-shirt and then a week later I'm sick of the T-shirt. I'm done with it. I don't wear it anymore. So I'm worried if I get a tat, I'm just going to get it and go, oh, that's great. And then 2 weeks later I hate it. So that's why I steered clear. And needles. Yeah.
I too don't have any tattoos and I believe that we are one of a kind.
Right.
Dare I say it, but I think tattoos are common. They're common.
I think sports stars have led to a lot of people getting tattoos. You know, these guys that are covered now playing footy and whatnot. Does that?
I thought initially it was all like, you know, bikies and tattoos. People would get tattoos to make themselves look hard. You know, don't come near me because I got a tat.
I was going to get that eardrop under my eye, but, you know, that's been taken by a few people.
Do you know, actually, what I learnt is the teardrop thing here on underneath the eye. Apparently, that's a punishment in prison to get that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not cool. So people get it outside prison, but it actually means that I can't actually say it because it's quite rude, the reason why you've got it, but something happens to you in prison and...
Oh, man.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. I thought it was when someone had murdered someone.
No.
And then they get that to be kind of tough. And I'm thinking, well, that's a pretty obvious giveaway. If you're a cop, just go arrest the people with the teardrop under their eye.
No.
That's the case. But.
So I was reading this article this morning. This guy who's completely and utterly addicted to tattoos has inked his entire body, including his eyeballs. So the whites of his eyeballs are no longer white. They're inked.
Mm.
And the inside of his mouth.
It's full on.
Yeah, the guy's 27. He's a tattoo artist himself.
Have you read his name?
Eli Ink.
Please, has he changed it to Ink because he loves tats or is that his last name?
I don't know the answer to that, but I would assume that he's changed it. I mean
that is a massive coincidence if his last name's Ink and he loves tats. But, yeah, so, I mean, this picture, you've got to picture it in a way that it's not, it's actually not artistic tattoos. It's just literally.
It's just black.
It's just coloured in. It's just that sort of classic tattoo colour everywhere.
His whole face, yeah. It's actually foul. It's gross to look at. And then he's got those humongous spaces all over his face, one in his bottom lip. And I look at a picture of him before we got it done, and he was quite an attractive guy.
Mm.
He looks absolutely feral now. Anyway, so I'm somebody that doesn't like tats at all, but I met this guy, right?
Yeah.
This guy, he's an Italian. He's over from Rome and lives in Melbourne now, and I met him in the industry.
I've seen him on your Instagrams, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is a fashionista. I mean, he drips in all of the deliciousness of the fashion industry, like, you know, Balenciaga, Gucci, all that sort of stuff. But he is covered in tattoos, and he's the only person that I will accept with tattoos because he does it in a stylish way. He's divine.
Really?
I'm in love with him. Yeah, he's beautiful. He's a walking piece of art. But this other guy who considers himself a walking piece of art, I think's feral.
We tried to get this guy on the show, the one that the news story is about today. He turned us down. He said he's not doing interviews at the moment. No interviews, he said.
I just want to know, like, why. It's not a work of art necessarily, I don't think. He looks feral. If you compare him, put a picture up of him versus Roberto, this Italian, and you make comparisons, I would say that Roberto is by far the artist.
Of course. Well, we'll get that up on our Facebook page. Roberto that you talk of, is he single and just killing it with the ladies?
He's single.
Right.
But he's fussy.
Oh. And he knocked you back, did he? Awkward.
He didn't knock me back.
We'll leave that unanswered, Ash. No worries, mate.
Leave it unanswered.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We've been covering off these weird days occasionally from time to time when they pop up. And, you know, just the weird days that pop up, you know, international.
Oh, like international itch my head day.
Yeah. I swear they're making some of these up. But today is International Pokemon Day, Ash. Pokemon. Now, look, Pokemon I did watch as a kid occasionally. I didn't get into the Pokemon craze, though, with that app that everyone got around with, and it was the biggest thing in the world for, what, a month?
I never got into it, but what I do know is that Ash, there's a character Ash in Pokemon.
Is there?
Yeah.
Which one's Ash?
The human.
Oh, is that Ash, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Wasn't enough to win you over, though, was it, to get you involved in the Pokemon craze?
Oh, look, I never got it.
Do you reckon anyone's still playing that Pokemon game, or is it literally died to the point where no one has played it?
There are still kids there.
No one's still walking around trying to catch Pokemon, surely. No one.
No, they had a full, didn't they have a full thing on the phone that was a massive craze?
Yeah, that's what
And everybody walked around the park to catch stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the thing. That's the exact thing I'm talking about. That's the one people went mad for it for a couple of months, and then it just completely died. 13, 12, 16, if you're still playing that Pokemon game, and maybe Pokemon Day today is enough to bring it back. Maybe it's enough to rejuvenate it. I mean,
would you do it? You a bit of a gamer?
Nah, not at all.
No.
I play FIFA or NBA against mates, but that's more for competitive stuff. I'm not out trying to catch Pokemon on my phone. I never understood the craze.
Imagine being a parent and just having to be dragged along by your kids through the, you know.
Looking for Pokemon.
Yeah.
I would just say, you know, if I was a parent, I'd say, well, you know, away you go. You know, enjoy the day. And then they're off. They're taken care of. Babysat by Pokemon. Would have been a great couple of months. We had a couple of calls come through there. Producer G, anyone playing Pokemon out there? We got people playing Pokemon.
No one's willing to admit it.
No one's.
Fair enough.
So there could be people out there, they just don't want to say they're playing Pokemon. 13, 12,
and that's 16. Cool. To be honest, I probably wouldn't admit it either.
No. It died big time. RIP Pokemon. But Pokemon Day today, we'll see if it's enough to bring back the app. I don't think so, personally. And there was talk of a movie off the back of the app last year, Ash. Talk of a Pokemon movie.
The kids love it. The kids love it. I don't necessarily know why.
What was your big cartoon as a kid? What was your thing that you kind of loved? I like Samurai Pizza Cats. Do you remember that cartoon?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Cheese TV? Samurai Pizza Cats.
Yeah.
Or Cat Dog.
Power Rangers. Oh, Cat Dog! That was my favourite. Now you've got me. Okay, Rugrats.
Rugrats was good. See, if they brought back Cat Dog and it was an app and I had to go around finding Cat Dog. Hang on, here we go, quickly.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Actually, call us if you love Cat Dog, so I'd love to relive some memories with you.
Cat Dog.
one of the great cartoons. Cam in Warnervale. Morning, mate.
G'day, how you going?
We're good. Happy International Pokemon Day to you.
Thanks, you too.
Are you still playing the game?
Yeah, heaps of people are. We've got raid teams. We go around the coast. We do massive raid battles. It's awesome.
Seriously?
How old are you, Cam?
27.
Have you got a job, Cam?
Yeah.
And you're working in between your working hours. You go out catching Pokemon.
No, I just do it in my free time.
You must be, Cam, you must be quite advanced because that game's been around for a long time now. You must be well into it.
Oh, there's people well ahead of me. I play it sort of casually in comparison. I mean,
What I love about this is I feel like you still have a really active imagination.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite rare for people as we get older to continuously have, you know, quite an active imag. Mm. We lose it, don't we? And I think gamers and all those sort of people still have that.
And
they're able to tap into it.
This one's a great combo too because you get out and get some exercise as you catch the Pokemon. So, I mean, it works for both.
Yeah, we had an event on sponsored by the game on the weekend and it was just Dratinis everywhere and the entrance was just lit up with people. So we all just ran around and caught Dratini.
What was it everywhere? A Dratini?
Yeah, Dratini. It's the dragon Pokemon that evolves into Dragonite.
Oh, awesome.
Hey,
yeah.
Awesome. Is there a character called Ash in it?
Yeah, yeah, it's the main character in the series.
That's all Ash cares about. She doesn't care about the Pokemon. Just one was named after her, the main character. And just one more question before we let you go, because we did get a couple of other calls. Just one more question.
Yeah.
Did you like CatDog as a kid? That was a great cartoon, right?
God, yeah. I just don't understand how he went to the toilet.
No.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
This time yesterday on the show, Ash, I revealed a little story to you from over my weekend. Where I met one of Jamie's friends, Gabby, and things got a little bit interesting. This was on yesterday's show. We're out for a couple of drinks, and I meet one of Jamie's friends, Gabby, and she's there with this guy that she's kind of just started seeing. We're sitting around at a table, and I'm looking over to my right, and then I hear a little bit of commotion going on to my left, and when I turn around, this is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen, Gabby is sucking the dude's toe.
I knew
you wouldn't like
that. That is putrid.
I knew you wouldn't like it. So that was on yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Turns out Gabby joins us this morning.
Oh, yes. Gabby, you filthy thing.
Oh, hey, guys. Let's talk this out.
Yeah, this is
going
to be a tough one to talk your way out of, I think. But explain to us, Gabby, what was going on with the toe suck?
There is some background which I think will go in my favour in circumstances where Ash is absolutely disturbed by my behaviour.
Okay, all right, interested to find out. Yep, what happened?
So it all goes back to a Sunday session about 6 weeks ago where I've got the girls down there and I'm saying to them, look, I'm on the tune to this guy, let's bring him down here, let's gather some thoughts, what do we think of him? So we drag him down, he comes over in his hungover state and everyone's having a beer and we all think we're getting along pretty well. The night escalates, we move into the DJ room. It's all going off in there. Everyone seems to, you know, get along. And then I see my one of my friends take his shoe off and she's giving him a little foot massage. And I'm thinking, yeah, they're bonding. Like, that's cool.
Okay.
It's a success, if you will.
Yeah.
And then I see that she sucked his toe.
What?
I also see that he seems to enjoy that she sucks his toe.
What's going on, Gabs?
So he's recounting this story among the lads on his birthday.
Which was on Sunday, I'm at that event, so I'm there with you guys, and that's where the toe suck went down. Yeah, and so you're not with this guy at this point, right? So you guys are just kind of seeing each other?
Just hanging.
Just hanging.
Exactly right, Gondi.
Okay, no worries. So you're just hanging, and we get to Sunday, and the big lead up, and then how did the toe end up in your mouth?
Well, he was recounting the story with you guys down that end of the... I don't think you heard any
so
of that
he,
story,
you mustn't
Gondi.
Have been listening, Gondi.
I missed the story. I missed the toe-sucking story. Sorry, I didn't catch that part. Yep.
But somehow, look, it was 2 o'clock, and there was service of alcohol from 11 till 2 that day.
Yes.
And I do believe that I was investigating how much he did enjoy that moment. So I said, shall I? And he was more than inclined to allow me.
Yuck! In a public venue! No!
No offense to the public venue part.
I don't care how lit you were. That is off charts. Barrel.
And I will say, Gabby, it was a decent suck too. Like, it wasn't just quick. It was like a proper on the big toe, you know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
have you got another date with this guy?
Let's see. We'll watch this space, but maybe I wasn't as good as my friend.
Oh, how dare he? You suck that guy's toe in public. Ugh. You suck Chris's toe in public, and then he hasn't returned any calls. No can chance.
Can we just also visit the fact that when I took his Converse shoe off, he didn't have any socks on? That was probably a key disappointment for me at that time.
Oh, my God.
This is filthy. I know that. But I will say this, Chris, if you're listening, and I know this audio will get back to this guy, Chris. Mate, when Gabby sucks your toe for a joke off the back of your story from weeks ago, you lock Gabby down, mate.
Lock it down, you ungrateful thing.
Because she's doing all she can to get it over the line with the toe suck.
Yeah, That's what? Exactly
He's
right,
He's a
guys.
Sick creature, actually. Gabby, I think you're better off without him.
You call it off, Gabby. You call it off.
Yeah.
I've called it, guys. It's off.
It's off.
Good. Oh, see you later.
Well, this time tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Gabby and Chris, and we're going to find out whether Chris can commit or if it's gone. What do you think about that, Gabs?
We're definitely patching him in.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that. Tune in tomorrow as we follow this toe-sucking journey to a relationship.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Do you love your job?
I do. I genuinely
do. Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It's hard work, isn't it, our job? It actually is hard work, even though a lot of people think that all we do is stand around and talk BS all day.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, but it's like, just think about it, right? Every day we have to think of things to talk about.
Yeah, it's a relentless cycle because you're always looking at what's going on and we're shooting text messages around amongst the team. So
it's nonstop. Yeah, we talk all day. We don't just start at 9 and finish at 5.
Yeah.
We start at 4 and never finish.
Yeah, we're texting right up until just before we go to sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went, as we said earlier this morning, I'm in Sydney because I'm going on the morning show this morning. So I stayed at my girlfriend's house, Camilla, who I was on My Kitchen Rules with. And I was sat on the couch with her boyfriend, Tom, who was quizzing me about my job. And he pretty much just said, like, what even is it that you do? Like, what do you do?
I do.
You just talk.
Yeah, I often think that. Like when we popped up in the window of Sunrise, I had a moment where I thought, we're getting paid to do this. We're getting paid to be fools behind Koshy's head in the window of Sunrise. Yeah. Like, what is this gig?
Anyway, I've got a little bit of audio from our brief convo on the couch.
Okay, so this is you chatting to him about what we do for work, and he's trying to understand what the hell's going on.
He's trying to, yeah.
All right, take a listen.
You must have an angle every episode, like it's like... It's crowd friendly chit chat, right? It's not like it's
what
wake
do you
up.
Think we do?
I haven't listened to Ray in a long time. I don't know.
You only listen to Paul Murray Live.
Boring. No, like we talk about hard hitting stuff.
Like what? The psychological damage you're doing to your children by kissing them on the lips.
Yeah. Yes. Do you hear that one?
I did hear something about this.
Yeah, he doesn't sound impressed. He's like, yeah, I did hear something about that.
He listens to all this political jargon, which I don't want to have a bar of.
Paul Murray is very smart radio, though. I mean,
I'm not discrediting Paul Murray in any way, shape or form. Yeah. But what I will say is that we do talk about some really great stuff.
Yeah, like was he tuning in about 15 minutes ago when we had Gabby on who sucked that guy's toe at the... Was he listening then? I mean, come on.
Look, our job's a real job. We do real stuff, okay?
Don't you forget it.
Yeah.
More toe-sucking chat. So there's people messaging us now. They want more. They want more toe-sucking stuff.
Yeah.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
So you're on the morning show this morning, Ash.
Yeah.
With Larry and Kylie.
Yep.
What time can we see you on TV?
You can see me on around... 10:20
this morning. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to get that footage. We'll get that footage and we'll stick it up on our Facebook page as well. And are you, you're spruiking the Central Coast Radio, right? You're talking about this show?
Oh, mate.
Yeah?
Of course I am.
Okay, so that's
part of it. They're very interested to hear about my new life on the Central Coast, the new job.
Love it.
Meeting Nikki Webster.
Nikki Webster, yeah.
Yeah.
The window.
Pardon me?
The sunrise
the
window.
The window, yeah.
Which we made it into behind Koshy's head.
Yeah. I reckon they'll bring that up for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Because we were prime time. We were right behind them on Sunrise, which is great. On Channel 7, surely they're going to bring it up. So I just thought I'd quickly run a couple of their questions by you just to see how you're going to answer them today, given the fact that,
these are fake questions.
No, these are legit the two questions that they're potentially going to throw your way. Ugh. And I just want to hear how you're going to answer them before you go on Sunrise. Because keep in mind, I'm 50% of the show here. I'd almost argue 60.
Okay.
I was trying to get a reaction out of you there.
Yeah, actually I didn't react because I thought, well, you're probably right. You are 60% of the show, given that you push buttons.
Ooh, all right. jabs are going each way, so. it's all love. It's all love.
Go on.
So you're on Sunrise this morning and Larry says to you, so Ash, you've started your job on Central Coast Radio. Who's that with?
Gaundy. Daniel Gaund.
Good start. I like that start. Round of applause for Ash. That's I'm getting myself on TV, guys. Here we go. Question number two. Yep. So Sunrise Window, you were in there behind Koshy. How did that come about?
Well, my co-host Daniel Gaund, or as he's also known as Gaundy,
yes,
had a dream one day, and his dream was to always feature in the Sunrise Window. But because he's not famous enough, he needed to use...
Hey, I used to host the Lotto on Channel 7, mate, so their time's coming. Don't worry about that.
The only reason why you got in that window is because of...
my idea that I came up with. All right, I don't mind.
I play your game, you play mine, you little turd.
I don't mind how you've answered that one. That's fine. You've mentioned me, but you've also taken a jab. They're interested in the Nikki Webster thing, right? They've said that to you. So you met Nikki Webster. Yep. So Larry or Kylie throws the question your way. Nikki Webster, how did that come about? How did you meet Nikki?
Well, my co-host, Daniel Gaund, a.k.a. Gaundy, hid her in a cupboard at our studio and surprised me one day. He was trying to be like Tommy Little for Carrie.
Yes, with Sam Smith.
But, you know, unfortunately, Daniel Gaund isn't that creative and he doesn't have many...
He doesn't have many what?
He doesn't have much at his disposal, so he had to use... her.
That's a slap to Nikki, and Nikki's a lovely person who you were excited to meet.
It is a slap to you, not Nikki Webster. Don't try and turn that around.
Hey, I set up an idea.
I like Nikki Webster.
I love Nikki Webster. She's the best. I set up an idea that has led to your morning show appearance and a question being asked. The two main questions they're asking today is stuff that I came up with.
Mate, you don't even know that they're asking those questions. God, you're a dingbat sometimes.
They better bloody ask those questions or I'll be disappointed.
I love it if they don't even ask at all.
I will be heartbroken.
Imagine
if
I don't even mention your name once. You'll be Devo.
I really will.
Yep.
I'm going to be watching today and I just threw those questions your way to see how you answer and I think I counted about 6 or 7 Gaundies. So that's the quota I would like this morning on the morning show, please.
Do you know what? I'm just going to sit down on the couch and I'm going to say, Kylie and Larry, before we even begin this segment, let me just say, Gaundy, 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 Gaundy.
And there's my 7. I'm out. Oh, all right. Well, you can only dream, right? You can only dream.
Mate, I'll help you get there. Stick with me, brother.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
I was on a flight yesterday and I was flying from Melbourne to Sydney to make my way back to the coast. And we were put on an earlier flight, actually. We got to the airport and they said to us our flight had been overbooked. So they put us on a 20-minute earlier flight. And I was like, great, I'm going to get home 20 minutes earlier. No worries. But because they bumped us from our original flight, we got put to the back of the plane. And you know the back of the plane. Jamie and I, my fiance and I, we literally had the two back seats on the plane right next to the dunnies. So people are lining up to go to the toilet. They're standing right next to us. I'm hearing people do their business and flushing. And I'm like, these are the worst seats in the house. And we're about halfway through the flight and the flight starts to get real bumpy. The bumpiest I've ever experienced. It was like, it was shaking from side to side. Everything was rattling. I was looking at the flight attendants who were trying to, they're trying to serve their drinks. And you know what I do in that situation? I look to the flight attendant's face to see if they think it's, you know, just normal turbulence or they're starting to freak out. And they were starting to freak, Ash. They were looking amongst themselves like, this isn't normal. Like one girl had she went white.
What?
Yeah, and I'm starting to panic. Like I'm starting to get those sweats. I'm not scared of flying, but when the plane's shaking and I'm thinking how high I am up in the sky, I'm thinking this is it. And there was this big, burly, muscly kind of guy with tats and a bald head and he's tough, right? And even he turned around to look at his wife who was sitting next to me and they looked at each other like, we're screwed. And I looked at him.
Did the captain say anything?
Captain said nothing. I'm sitting at the back of the plane And I'm starting to think this is it. I feel like, and I, you know what I do? I start to recap all these sort of things like, okay, I haven't heard of a flight going down in Australia in forever. Like, when have you heard of a Jetstar from Melbourne to Sydney flight going down? Never. I've never heard of that. So am I going to be the first? So I'm looking at Jamie. Jamie and I are like kind of grabbing each other on the arm, and I'm thinking, do I start to think of goodbyes?
Start sending out texts.
You can't in the sky. There's no Wi-Fi, no reception. So I'm sitting there, and I know I kind of tell this story in a bit of a, you know, what a kind of however kind of way, but I genuinely sat there thinking, this is it. I'm done for. And what a way to go down too, sitting at the back of the plane listening to people do their business. It's not
well,
business.
Well, at least you'd be covered in it when you land.
It's not business class, just listening to people do their business.
I just feel like you probably overreacted a little bit given that the captain hadn't actually sort of, you know, mentioned anything.
Well, the seatbelt light came on and the air hostesses stopped their service and went back to their seats. And that's when I started to worry. That's when I started to panic and think, this is it. My time is over. I genuinely had thoughts of it's over. That's what genuinely what I started to think.
Oh, well, my flight back to
here we go.
Sydney was perfectly fine. I got upgraded to premium economy.
No bumps?
No.
No.
So they gave me biscuits and cheese and a chocolate chip cookie.
So while you're in business class, I'm down the back listening to people do their business, thinking I'm about to be cooked. Oh, we live two separate lives, you and I. We're together in the morning, but
we're one and the same.
We live two separate lives.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
There was an event organised yesterday at Fed Square in Melbourne. The official name of the event is Say Wow, like Owen Wilson at Fed Square. One of the great movie quotes.
Wow.
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 And Nick is the organiser of that event yesterday. He joins us on the show right now. Morning, Nick.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
We are
great,
mate. We're good. I saw footage of this event yesterday. Unfortunately, couldn't be there. But tell us about how you came about doing this and was it a success?
Yeah. So basically, I'd been running a very small-time little joke meme-type page about Owen Wilson for a few months, and then one day on a whim, I just decided to make an event for people to say wow and come together. And I never actually expected that it would become a reality, but it snowballed very quickly, and I discovered that I was sort of obliged to go because people were going to turn up. And when I did turn up yesterday, there were 600 people counted.
Well done, mate. That's great.
That's huge.
600.
Yeah, so definitely a success in my eyes for sure.
Nick, I just want to play some audio. We've got some audio of you talking to those 600 people trying to G them up for the wow. Take a listen.
Owen Wilson's wow has the power to change the world. And it's a big call. I know that. But it's a Monday night and we're all gathered out here to say one word. We're going to get hyped. We're going to get the energies going. And we're going to go into a free flow wow. As many hundreds of wows left, right, center going.
Oh, that is inspirational stuff, mate. Isn't that good stuff?
Look at you gathering the community together to do something absolutely mundane and useless. It's sheer brilliance.
Listening back to that.
No, it actually motivated me. And do you think, because I'm about to play the wow. Actually, let's just go straight to the wow. So this is the crowd all together, 600 people with the great Owen Wilson's wow. Take a listen.
Wow! 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 Wow!
I want Owen Wilson to hear this from America.
Wow!
Oh, that's better.
Wow!
Oh, see, it brings a smile to my face.
They were a bit hesitant to begin with, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. I think it was just because the event was unprecedented. No one quite knew what to expect or how to do anything. So, like, I mean, even myself, it was a very strange experience. So, yeah, that's for sure.
Nick, can I ask, do you think Owen Wilson's going to hear this? Is there any way of getting it to him? Surely he's got to know about this.
I don't think you can ignore an event like this. I hope he sees it. I've said, I think he's fairly inactive on social media, but in the end, I don't mind because, I mean, the event itself was a success, whether he knows about it or not, but damn, that would be good if he found out.
Is it something you think you might do monthly or something until he hears it? I mean, what's the plan from here? I mean, I just feel like it's not official until he knows about the WOW. I mean,
not
ultimate
full circle.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, ultimately, if he's ever in Melbourne and got to Fed Square and did the WOW with you, I mean, is that the dream?
That could potentially, yeah, be where the event peaks, and I could go home a very content man. But look, no, as I said, it was an event for the people, yeah. And the people enjoyed it. So whether he knows or not, yeah.
All right, what I will say is you, sir, are a Aussie legend.
Your parents must be so proud.
They are. They're far more invested in this than I ever thought they would be. Normally my jokes sort of get cold-shouldered at home and whatnot. But, yeah, they're very proud, and my friends were in awe. So.
Oh, bless you, darling. Bless.
I love it, Nick. Thanks for the chat this morning, and wow.
Thank you so much, guys.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Condiments, Gondi, condiments.
Sauces.
Condiments.
Yeah, some sauce.
Yeah, well, you and I went to brekkie the other day, and you had a condiment with your breakfast.
Yes. What's wrong
Didn't
with that?
You?
I like sauce with my eggs.
You had scrambled eggs on toast.
Beautiful.
And we were at a lovely breakfast establishment in Melbourne.
I would say it's fancier than most.
I don't know what your definition of fancy is.
You know, it was fancy. It was, you know.
What?
Well, keep telling your story, okay. And I'll explain why it has to be fancy for this to even be a thing.
Right. So anyway, so you ordered scrambled eggs on toast, and I had toast with butter and Vegemite. And when your order came out, you then called the waiter back and asked for some tomato sauce on the side.
Yeah.
And I was appalled.
You were. You were embarrassed. You put your hands over your face and you went, oh, my God, I can't be seen with you. It was as if I got up in the middle of the cafe and dropped my Dax. But that's how embarrassed you were. I'm like, mate, I just ordered some sauce.
So
what's the big deal?
Okay, well, sauce is an uncouth addition to your breakfast meal any meal for that matter.
It is not.
It is. The
sauce?
Only time tomato sauce is acceptable on your meal or with your food is at a barbecue or a Bunnings barbecue.
And that's the only place you can use tomato sauce. I don't believe that.
Look,
that's
what the rule book says. Okay.
Whose rule book are you reading?
The Queen's.
The Queen of England's rule book.
Yes.
Well.
So anyway, look, it's known throughout the land of manners and whatnot that the addition of sauce on the side or whatever is quite uncouth. Now, I was brought up in my family with this rule being like you're not allowed tomato sauce with anything.
What do you mean? If I want tomato sauce with my breakfast, I'm going to ask for tomato sauce.
And you
I paid
did.
The
and
top
you did.
Dollar. I paid the $20 for some scrambled eggs on toast. If
okay.
I want some sauce, I get some sauce.
I'm not your mum, so do whatevs, but I'm just expressing my distaste for it.
I called the waiter back over at that point and I said, mate, because you had your hands between your, you know, face and whatever, and you were highly
between
embarrassed. Well, you had your face between your hands, whatever. And I said to the waiter, I said, mate, come here. And he came back and I said, is ordering tomato sauce with your scrambled eggs bogan? Or is it kind of not something you do at a place like this? And he said, yeah, if you're six.
Yep.
And I said, get stuffed. I said, mate, you can get
brilliant.
Stuffed.
It was brilliant.
You can get stuffed.
So my brother, like you, is a sauce fiend. My brother puts sauce on everything, but he puts it on top of stuff. So if Mum's cooked something, Richard would be like, can I have the sauce? And Mum will go ballistic, absolutely feral. So he's not allowed to do it anymore because you're not allowed sauce on your bits and pieces. I have managed to break the rule a couple of times in front of my mum where I'll get fish and chips at a restaurant, for instance, and I'll ask for sauce on the side for
my
chips.
Hang on a second.
And she'll go nuts.
No, wait. This could be the most important thing we've ever done on radio. You can't get you can't go to a fish and chip shop and get sauce.
No, I didn't say shop. I said I went to a restaurant. And it was like, you know, it was a beautiful fillet of Barramundi with a side of chips and something else.
Yeah, whack the sauce
fancy.
All over those chips. Who
no,
cares?
No, not in a not in a fine establishment. Look,
I want to do another Pollard poll. We did one on the teeth brushing thing. I want to do a Pollard poll right here. Is it okay to eat the tomato sauce at a fancy
place? I'm telling you right now, it is offensive to chefs if you put sauce on anything. Do you know what else is offensive to chefs?
What?
If you season your meal before you've even tasted it. If you start putting salt and pepper on your meal after it's just come from the kitchen, that is offensive.
Well, here's my word to chefs. Don't go charging me overpriced for my meal and then tell me what I can and can't do to it. Once I pay for the meal, I can slap sauce all over that thing.
It's just manners. It's just manners. You can just have a taste out of courtesy to anyone, and then you can douse it in whatever you want. Except for tomato sauce.
Well, look, we've got some calls coming through. I mean, we're going to settle this massive debate. And you know why I want to do this? What? For everyone that feels embarrassed asking for tomato sauce at a fancy restaurant. I'm doing it for them. So once we get the go-ahead, we can go about it. And
you're a real people pleaser, aren't you?
I'm taking it to the people.
Right now, I'm the devil's advocate. You're welcome.
13, 12, 16.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
If there's one thing that gets people fired up, Ash, it's... Yep. Fighting for their right to put tomato sauce on whatever the hell they want, wherever they want to do it. Let's go to Ben in Blue Haven. Morning, Ben.
Morning, guys. How you going?
I'm good, mate. Ash is having a crack at me because we went to breakfast at a La-Di-Da cafe in Melbourne and I ordered some tomato sauce to put on my eggs and, oh, mate, could have been the worst thing I've ever done. Where do you sit on this thing?
Mate, Gondi, I've got to say I'm very disappointed in you, mate. It should have been barbecue sauce.
Oh!
I thought I was in there, Benny. I was looking forward to that.
No, my wife cooks up a nice spaghetti bolognese and she hates it when I squirt barbecue sauce all over it.
Oh, I'm appalled.
I wouldn't put sauce. I would not put sauce on a bolognese. Oh, that's already got the sauce
Ben.
In it. What do you need more sauce for?
No, well, it's not, when it's freshly cooked, it's nice, but when I'm having leftovers, I've just put a bit of barbecue sauce on it.
I have done that. We are kindred spirits, Ben. I've done that with the barbecue sauce, my friend, and I apologise because barbecue sauce is a very nice sauce with scrambled eggs. But many more people are lining up, Ash, to have a crack and say, we fight for our right to sauce whatever we want to sauce in the Pollard Poll.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Pollard Poll right now on 13, 12, 16, because you got stuck into me when we went to breakfast the other day. And I ordered scrambled eggs and asked for a side of good old tomato sauce. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Get it on there. You were disgusted. So I want to put it to the people on 13, 12, 16. People that want to fight for their right. But maybe they're with you, Ash. Who knows? Let's go to Kylie in Gorrickon. Morning, Kyles.
Morning, guys.
So, Kylie, where do you stand on this issue?
You can't put sauce on things in a restaurant. The chef has made it for you it is meant to be right. So you
yes!
can't put sauce on.
Brilliant.
Kylie, who are you to tell me what I can and can't put sauce on?
Excuse me.
If the chef has actually prepared it for you, then basically you are saying by putting sauce on it that they prepared it wrong.
I like sauce.
What if someone came over to your house and did something that you didn't like and you said, excuse me, can you please stop doing it? And they're like, nah. Because I like it.
Depends what it is. I mean, if I've cooked a meal and that actually needs sauce. That would actually need the sauce if I prepared the meal.
Where I'm going with that?
Let's go to Naomi. Because, Kylie, you make a fair point, Kylie, and I appreciate you listening and calling the show. But let's go to Naomi in Blue Haven. Morning, Naomi.
Morning.
Where do you sit, mate? Whose side are you on in the Pollard Poll?
Sorry. I'm going to have to go with Pollard. I'm a chef and she's totally right.
What? Yes!
No.
Yes. See? Yes, girlfriend.
No.
When I cook a meal in a restaurant, I cook it and serve it the way it's meant to be eaten. If I sit there and see you cover it in salt and pepper or sauce before you've even tasted it, I'm going to, what are you doing?
Yes.
I haven't even tasted it yet.
Yeah. Look, I get it if somebody tastes it and then isn't happy with it and wants to season and subsequently maybe has some sauce on the side, whatever. But there's absolutely no reason for anybody to be putting sauce on anything or seasoning without having tasted it.
Naomi, are you watching every single person that orders a meal? I mean, I did it pretty on the DL. I mean, I'm not going up to the chef going, you suck, I want sauce. I just like the taste with the eggs, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, the last restaurant I worked in had I could see straight through the restaurant. I could see everyone, what they were eating, and oh my gosh, sometimes people, yes, you would see what people did, and you'd just be like, are you kidding?
Oh, that hurts.
Like, really? Yeah. But I mean, you know, if you've got a steak and chips, of course, steak and chips need sauce. We're in Australia.
Yeah.
So. What about scrambled eggs? Do you agree with me on the scrambled eggs?
No, I'm a salt and pepper girl.
Can I just tell you as well, Gaundy, that the tomato sauce isn't tomato at all, you know, like the ketchup and the sauce. It's literally the entirety of it is sugar.
That's why I like it. Tastes great, mate. I love it. All right, we're done for a Tuesday and solving the big issues of the world, one debate at a time. But we'll catch you for a Wednesday. Have a ripper, guys.
Enjoy. Ciao.
Bye.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.